hot soup came along just then, and after this there was no stopping the German. He spotted me a Swiss the moment I replied in German to his halting English. He discussed the weather, or more exactly radar, which he knew very little about. Then, as is customary since the Second World War, we began to talk about European brotherhood. I didn't say much. When we had drunk our soup, I looked out of the window, although there was nothing to be seen but the flashing green light on our wet wing, the usual shower of sparks and the red glow in the engine cowl. We were still rising. Later I slept. The gusts of wind fell off. I don't know why he got on my nerves. There was something familiar about his face, a very German face. I thought about it with my eyes closed, but in vain. I tried to forget his pink face, which I succeeded in doing, and slept for about 6 hours, worn out as I was. But no sooner was I awake than he began to get on my nerves again. He was already eating his breakfast. I pretended to be still asleep. As I could see out of my right eye, we were somewhere over the Mississippi, flying at a great height and absolutely smoothly, our propellers flashing in the morning sun. Usual window panes, you see them and at the same time look through them.